I mean, he was acting fine. So I don't think he really knew the magnitude of the injury. So, yeah, he was acting normal.
I know a couple guys said that he was waiting in the locker room for you guys as you came off the field. What'd you say to him then? What was his demeanor? Was he just congratulating
you?
Yeah,
I think he was just glad that we won. I don't think he knew the severity of his injury, but, I mean, he's very happy and enthusiastic about it.
He was telling you, he was informing you about the two penalties that you took that took away his touchdowns, right?
I told him, tough shit. So without me, you don't get in the end zone. So, that's just typical stuff we say, you know, after games. We'll give each other a hard time, but, you know. Just us being teammates.
You could have told him that you allowed him to set that record, you know.
Yeah.
Not have gotten the touchdown.
Yeah,
extra.
I didn't even know it was a record, but hey, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for the two touchdowns. Too.
Lynn, a lot of people said it was not typical for a guy that's facing what he's facing to be in such a great mood. What does that say about him as a person that he was that way at that time?
Yeah, I mean, he's resilient. I think he's happy just to, you know, our team clinched the division. I think he's happy about that, and that was a goal towards the beginning of the year. But I mean, he's the ultimate teammate, and he sacrifices everything for the team. And it's unfortunate the injury he had, because he's having such a great year. But he's a guy who's going to come back strong. But he's a team first guy.
Nick says that he's relying on the support of this team to help with his transition. How have you seen him maybe reach out to guys to help ease his way back into the starting role?
I guess when it comes to practice, you know, he's not familiar, but kind of, you know, he's taking more reps. So, trying to get all the plays in and just kind of get the chemistry with the receivers. You can see them talking a lot, communicating. And then us on the O-line, as far as the cadence and stuff like that, there's probably a lot more communication with us.
You see some backups come in and they don't have experience. How much does it help that Nick has already proven it, that he's won here and he's won with you guys before?
Yeah, it's huge. You know, so he has that on his resume. We know what kind of arm strength he has. He can make all the throws. It's just a matter of keeping him comfortable back there, not taking pressure, and being back there where he's able to throw the ball.